UK patients suffering because EU rules kill medical research, report. By Victoria Friedman on October 15, 2019. Top scientists have said that the EU's clinical trial directive is making medicine more expensive and research anti-competitive, while the long delays between trial and prescription are causing patients to suffer. Angus Dalglish, professor of oncology at St. George's University of London, and director of advanced technology consultancy Sciovis Professor Keith Lewis criticized the EU directive that mandates how clinical research is undertaken, saying that patients suffer from directives. The clinical trials directive was put forward in the spirit of harmonization but was, in fact, a mechanism to make trials so horrendously expensive that only Big Pharma could afford to get their products registered, Professor Dalglish and Professor Lewis wrote in Brexit Central on Sunday. This conveniently made it extremely difficult for smaller companies and generics to compete. Unfortunately, at a stroke, this killed clinical academic research into innovative treatments that could be applied rapidly to the clinic, they added. The scientists outlined the example of pancreatic cancer, where even if a clinical trial is successful to the point where there is no obstacle to licensing the drug, the EU mechanism demands another randomized study on a scale that is commercially unaffordable. They continue that Big Pharma is producing oncology drugs costing some £5,000 a month per patient, due to the cost of these trials. Professor Dalglish and Professor Lewis also criticized the EU's obsession with collaboration in research, which they said undermines innovation by forcing lead research countries to partner with weaker sisters. The EU also selects areas of technology or research to support with collaboration being the driving spirit, rather than the pursuit of truly novel research. Indeed, the whole point of these European collaborations appears to be promotion of harmonization more than scientific innovation, they wrote. As a result, the EU program becomes a mechanism for achieving new heights of mediocrity. The professors also criticized Sir Paul Nurse for claiming Brexit would be a disaster for British science and dispelled the myth that the UK would be shut out of EU research programs, giving examples of research which include partners from Switzerland and the USA. The mainstream media has been replete with Project Fear stories that a clean break or no deal, Brexit would result in medicine shortages and leave science dead for years in the UK. Dalglish and Lewis reminded readers that it would be the EU losing out once the UK leaves, because only one of the top 10 research universities in Europe will be in an EU country, Sweden, as 8 of them are in the UK. Pointing out that scientific research had flourished before the EU, the authors added, in spite of our relatively small population, technological innovation is an integral part of our British history that has given rise to the most incredible inventions, from the steam train to the jet engine and from the telephone to the television, not to forget discovery of the DNA double helix. The list goes on and on, none of these were done with EU funding.